Cash America CCOI 8 at the Fort Worth Convention Center March 24th is almost a sellout. Get your tickets now by calling 214-GO-STARS. Brought to you by Coors Light, The Hockey Shop, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
You know, rare is the time when we get to read a 40-liner pertaining to Mark Elfenbein. But this is one of those times.
He's the best-kept secret at the Ticket.
Because Sunday from 8 until 11, he will be at Deli News 2 at Preston and LBJ.
And there's nothing better than a Jewish guy to deli. Nothing.
That's right. Because he can tell you what you're getting. So join him. Deli News 2 is the authentic New York deli in Dallas. So go see Elf up there this Sunday from 8 until 11.
Elf consistently has the best show of the week on the Ticket. You ever listen to him on Sunday? He's great.
No, my radio is generally
I know you did, Corby, because you called in.
Oh, yeah. I listen to Elf every Sunday.
I love Elf. He's great. By the way, Jamie Newberg emails in runs, the great Jamie Newberg.
Mm-hmm.
He said he watched every pitch that Chris Young threw.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was consistently 89 to 92, and he looked great. I'll take Jamie's word on that.
All right. Now, what is this?
Well, it's tough to pull gags on anybody up here, although it was easy with you with the Joe Montana, Joe Montana mix-up of a few months ago.
One of the rare times I've fallen for one,
which is
on one hand.
Which goes down to me as one of the very underrated pranks that have been executed because, seriously, how do you fall for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, by the way, we're not having Joe Montana on. It's Joe Montana.
You're going to sit there and tell me that you that kind of mistake wouldn't be made up here?
Yes. Because Danny and I were in there. I go, what?
Do you know where you are?
Yeah, Norm. Thank you.
Tell him where he is again, Justin.
The Ticket.
Yeah.
Because Danny and I are sitting
that
in there.
To where
screw-ups are... Just a part of the
of that magnitude?
Yes.
No, they're not. You think that we could get that mixed up? And that was a funny joke, is that Danny and I are sitting back there all...
We had a talent contest and didn't have an engineer to show up with gear.
Did you know that band that we just had on? That was supposed to be the Stones.
But that was the funny part of the gag.
Remember the day we were going to remote runs and they called us back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to tell me a screw-up like that can't happen up here?
When we're supposed to have Joe Montana, and then we come in and tell you, man, there's been a big mix-up. We're having Joe Montana up. And you fall for that?
Like 10 minutes before the interview.
Yeah, I fell for that.
Right before it.
Yeah, I fell for that because that's completely in line with the kind of thing that goes on.
Danny
up here.
And I are like, there's no way he'll fall for it, but it'll be funny just to do it, just to get a reaction
just
out of it.
Just to say the words Joe Montana.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Whose fault is this?
This will not happen.
We will not have him on. I was like, dude, he's in the break room. Go down there. I am not going down there.
I don't think I was that over the top.
Yeah, you were.
You were.
You went right into Kat's office.
And shut the door and started yelling.
Yeah.
I don't think I started yelling.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Are you aware of what's going on right now?
Pulled out your stent and threw it at him like a dart.
I don't think I said, are you aware of what's going on right now?
That we're
going
to get out of, what they're going to get out of him? Nothing.
Anyway, so
that was a good prank.
We've determined it's easy to prank Reiner.
Right.
And
it's been done once.
Alarm. Hello.
Twice.
But the other day during the ranch report, actually last month during the ranch report, Mickey's, making his normal cowboy points.
There's not a lot to talk about right now. Not a whole lot.
No, and at the time there was really nothing.
Signings.
There was really nothing going on. And Grego, for some reason, wanted to extend the ranch report.
Oh, and we were at 39. We need to take it to 44.
Which
no.
He is daily warned about.
So, he not only...
It was high.
You were there.
You were napping, as usual.
So not only did Grego ask him a question, he asked him a question, answers his own question, and then It's all in Robot Greggo voice.
This was already featured on Robot Greggo a couple of weeks back.
We played this before. So this is Greggo's way of extending the ranch report.
Anything else going on at the ranch? Nothing?
Anything else going on at the ranch? Nothing. So we decided, and Mickey answered him. He was like, well, you know, there's a few. He struggled to find something else that was going on, even though Greggo answered the question with nothing. So we thought it'd be funny to, for the next four ranch reports that we had, to play that drop at the end.
Now, the funny part about this is that every time you play it, the phone blows up, people telling Danny that they thought they've spotted another robot.
Right, yep. Right. And so we sneak it in, and you guys were aware of it. We came in and told you the first time we did it, hey, you know, chill out. Have some sort of logical pause at the end because we're going to insert this drop.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
And see if Mickey responds to Robot Greggo five different times with the exact same question.
Because surely he wouldn't.
Surely he wouldn't. Surely he would catch on. So.
But here, I know he listens, so.
Yeah, he listens.
He knows what's going on.
So here is, after the first one was already played, this is a couple of days later. Mickey comes on, and this is the end of the ranch report.
I had sources tell me at the Super Bowl that the Cowboys would definitely be interested in him and that they had already started looking at him, anticipating that the Bills would release Bledsoe at some point.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
Other than that, Bills getting ready to head to the Combine next Wednesday.
All right, very good, McRuey. We'll do it again this time tomorrow.
So he answers it.
So that was the second time.
Yes.
Well, he had something there.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Other than that, Bill's going to the Combine. So, you know, he had a little something extra to add and answered Robot Greggo. So then the third time, I think that he, for the first time, he notices that it's robotic, that Robot Greggo pops out because he giggles. And tries to, but he's not sure, so he just kind of fights through it. So here's the third time.
And again, and I still got this year's game against the Cowboys in mind, and unfortunately for Bledsoe, I've got his game 2 years ago against the Cowboys in mind on how many times they ended up sacking him.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
Yeah. They released Marcellus Wiley yesterday.
Right. That dude.
That dude.
Gone.
They decided on the architect for the new stadium.
He's just fishing for anything.
They already told him nothing.
An architect that
an
I've
architect.
Met once.
And I'd already told him nothing.
Someone painted their car silver and metallic blue in support of the Cowboys. That was my favorite one because he laughs, and then he's like, well, God, I got to answer him. And then Mike is like, shuts him up with that. Yeah, that dude. And then he tries something else.
Well, I had to keep it going somehow.
Why did you have to keep it going? That was the gag. You knew the gag.
Well, what was I going to do? Just shut him down right there?
Yeah, it would have been funny.
No.
Oh, no. You're real nice to Mickey.
I am.
Yeah, you're real nice.
I respect the Mickaroo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the third time. Here's the fourth time when I'm thinking probably...
He's got to know
by now.
You're not able to sign him, but once he's released, he's basically a street free agent, just the way, as I said before, Woody Dantzler or Willie Blade were out on the street without a contract. You can sign those guys now, but unrestricted free agents you can't sign until March 2nd.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
That's it.
All right, very good, McRuey. We will do it again this time Monday.
That's great.
All right, so he's so quick.
That's it.
Well, I think he figured it out. I don't know because
okay, well,
yesterday.
You would think that he figured it out, and here is yesterday.
The other thing I heard about him, guys, is that he's been talked about being a physical corner, and people in Cleveland that watched him play say, well, he may be 6'1", 205, but they never associated him with being a physical corner. So I guess the jury will still be out on that. We'll need to see.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
They'll continue looking. I think they still got addressed at safety position. And I saw two safeties who go off the board today.
He has no clue. He does not know.
No, he doesn't know.
New Orleans and Kanoy Kennedy.
All right.
Just so five times we've played that, and just Not a clue. Not a clue. I love that second one so much, though, when he's struggling, when he laughs, and then he comes up.
Listen how little he has after he laughs.
And listen to how, like, timid he is telling you guys about they've named the architect.
And again, and I still got this year's game against the Cowboys in mind, and unfortunately for Bledsoe, I've got his game 2 years ago against the Cowboys in mind on how many times they ended up sacking him.
Anything else going out the ranch? Nothing?
They released Marcellus Wiley yesterday.
Right. That dude.
That dude.
Gone.
They decided on the architect for the new stadium.
Great.
They're still wearing stars on their helmets.
They found them an architect.
They're still playing football.
Was that dirty? Is that a mean trick to play on the Mickaroo?
No, it's not. That's not mean. It's totally innocent, and he should have caught on.
And I thought he did on the third one. Nope, that's it.
And we've determined that all pranks are cruel. We understand that.
Yeah.
And you can either quit doing them, or you're going to be cruel.
So that's just a little fun with the Mickaroo we had.
Huh. All right, coming up next, a very, very special edition of Snake Pit.